Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lung cancer screening is still woefully low in the U.S., report shows. A recent report by the American Lung Association reveals that only a small percentage of eligible Americans undergo lung cancer screening, despite it being responsible for 20% of cancer deaths in the U.S. However, survival rates have improved, with 26.6% now surviving over 5 years after treatment from 2015 to 2019. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are at the forefront of advancements in research and treatments. For more information and updates in the biotechnology and life sciences sectors, visit biomedwire.com.
Opelika identifies 10,000 meters of 25 high-priority drill targets on its Arrowhead property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Opelika Explorations, Inc. has identified 10,000 meters of 25 high-priority drill targets on its Arrowhead property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Collaborating with ALS Goldspot Discoveries Ltd., Opelika utilized Goldspot's smart targeting technology to pinpoint these zones with exceptional precision. CEO Blake Morgan expressed excitement over the potential for a transformative gold system. The upcoming drill program includes 15 targets in the western zone, 3 in the eastern zone, and 2 based on seismic data. Positioned near producing mines and backed by advanced AI analysis, Arrowhead has already shown promising results with gold hits in every initial drill hole. This data-driven expansion is poised to make a significant impact in the region.
Golden Caribou Resources commences autumn drill campaign at the Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property. Golden Caribou Resources Ltd. has begun its autumn surface drilling campaign at the Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property in British Columbia. The goal is to extend the gold-bearing zones from 600 meters to 2 kilometers. The company has welcomed 2 professional geoscientists, Cheryl Reed and Catherine Banfield, to support the project. Cheryl brings expertise in mineral exploration, while Catherine specializes in structural interpretation and geological modeling. President and CEO J. Frank Callaghan expressed excitement for the drilling campaign and the new team members. The Quesnel Gold Quartz Mine property is strategically located near the Caribou Gold Project and shares similarities with the Spanish Mountain Gold Deposit. For more information, visit the company's website.
Pasilex Pharmaceuticals and Heidelberg Pharma present Zelenirstat antibody drug conjugate data at the 16th Annual World ADC. Pasilex Pharmaceuticals and Heidelberg Pharma are jointly presenting positive data on Zelenirstat antibody drug conjugates at the 16th Annual World ADC. Zelenirstat, a potent N-myristoyl transferase inhibitor, is being tested in ADCs for the treatment of hematologic cancers. The CEO of Pasilex, Dr. Michael Weikert, will be available during the poster session. Zelenirstat has shown to be a potent payload in multiple ADCs targeting breast and prostate cancer cell lines, with 20 to over 1,000 times higher potency than Zelenirstat alone. The unique mechanism of action of NMT inhibitors targets crucial processes for cancer cell growth. Pasilex is exploring Zelenirstat and other molecules as targeted ADC payloads for cancer treatment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.